We are learning Masechtas Yuma Daf Samach Vav Amud Aleph, and we are beginning six lines from the top at the end of a line. We learned that there's a brisa that says that if you have a parvus sotir on Yom Kippur, an extra one, because it got lost, and you separate another two parvus sotir, and then you found it. So halacha is the parvus sotir is you musu, either you have to kill it, let it die, or you let it pasture. But either way, you can't use it for next year. The question was, according to Rabbi Yehuda, who holds that you use shkolim for next year, why can't you save these two behemoths, these two animals, the parah v'sayer, for next year Yom Kippur? What's the big deal? And the Gemara tried different shatim, and the Gemara didn't come to a masgan. So now, the Gemara is going to conclude with the last pshat. It starts at the end of the line, six lines from the top. Ella amar Rava, gzeirav shem takala. That the reason is because of tekala. See what tekala is? Tekala means that the literal taich means because of a tripping, but it means there could be something that could happen if you keep this power of the sar around all year round. What's the problem? Because we learned the Tanya learned in a brisa, aim bzman hazeh aim makdishim. You don't make anything hektish because there's nothing you can do with it. Ve'marichim. You don't make any haracha. Erichin is means you say erich pliny alai. You go to a person and say I want to pay his value, and the Torah gives a value for that. You don't say certain things are cherim alai. Rashi says we go and quote the holds the cherim goes to bedek habayis. Bezman is that all these things you don't do bezman is that. Why not? Because we don't have bedek habayis. We don't have bedek habayis anymore. So you can't make anything hektish. All these three things are hektish that go to the bedek habayis, which means to the base of mikdash, to the maintenance of the base of mikdash. And we don't have base mikdash. Therefore, you're not makdash it these days. Because if you do, you're going to have hektish sitting around. If you did this, if you makdish it, you did erichin or you did charavim, behema te'oker. If it's behema te'oker, let it die. Peiris ksus v'keilim yikvu, let it rot. If it's fruits or clothing or utensils, let it rot. Moyes v'kli matras, if it's a moyes v'kli matras, it's on a rot. Yolchan al yam melech. If it's a metal keili or money, throw it into the yam melech. V'ezu ikar, what's called ikar? What's called letting it die? Noel d'asel f'nel, you lock it in a room, and you don't give it any food, v'meisim aleh, and it dies. So, Akapanim, we see in the Mishnah that because of Takala, you have it killed right away. You don't let it, maybe the question is, maybe leave it around, maybe Mashiach will come. No, you don't leave it around, get rid of it right away, because if you leave it around, people are going to have enough from it, and it's also the Me'ila. Now, I just want to speak one thing out, that Rashi says, Machrimim means, because Stam Charam al Bada Gabayis. That means there's a certain Lashon, certain language that you use, called Cherim Alai. Now, it's Machlaikas in the Gemara's, if it means Rashi brings down a chumash, also is it goal of bedek habayis or to kahanim? When you say that I want to make that field a cherim, is it goal of bedek habayis or kahanim? So Rashi has a goal called my own bedek habayis because it's master and Rashi. Because if go to kahanim, what's the big deal? Give it to the kohen. There's no chashash. Even not say give it to the kohen. But Tosfos speaks out. Tosfos the master of achrim and speaks out that even if you mandam a kahanim, also there will be a problem to kola. And he explains why. Because it says mizvan beis hamikdash that you had a lot of kachim, you knew how to take care of kodesh dika things. But now that we don't have it anymore, so even for the Kayan, you're not going to know how to, what to do exactly with it. It's one pshat. Another pshat is there was a lot of kahanim around, Bzman HaBayis. You knew exactly who was a Kayan. You don't have to go wait for a Kayan. But now you have to wait for the perfect Kayan, you might come to the Takala. But in any case, you see from here that there's a Takala to keep something hektish around. Therefore, Agamar is saying, the power of a Sa'ir, that's extra, you should not keep it around for next year Yom Kippur. So Agamar asks, what type of Takala are we talking about? Takala of the Mai. What type of Takala? Itakal da krava, if you're worried that you might be makrivit by mistake. So then, and you have to wait really to next Yom Kippur. So any time you have a re'iya, you let a behema be roya, so be worried the same thing. Itakal da krava, fill kol roya's dami. Every time you have roya in the Gemara, it says the behema should pasture, why aren't you worried? You might be makrivit. And the itakal da giz v'avoida, if you're worried that you might shear the wool or use it for plowing. I feel the call Raya's dami. All the Riyah, any Riyah, you should have the same chash. So why were more chash over here than every other Riyah? Loyal of the call that krav. The more answers like this. The Val worried that you might be makrivit. The Hanuk Lavner krav in the all other things that are all Riyahs that it's not supposed to be makrivit. So you're trying to get it, to get a mum and have the money. Loy Targu. You're not going to make a mistake to be makrivit. Hach, the Basa krav, you Targu. This. That's a basa krava that you're tarid ba. This is a basa krava that you are tarid ba because you know you have to be makrivit next year. So you're thinking of it in terms of hakrava. Therefore, you might be makrivit earlier, and that's why it's the takala. And the Gemara ends up with takala atzma tanoi. This whole idea that worried about takala is really a machlokes tanayim. The entire length of the brisa, one brisa says like this: Chada Pesach shakala rishon. You set aside a karm Pesach, and you know Pesach has to be a ben shana. So it's possible to have the next year it's still ben shana, like we learned the Gemara before, because the solar year is 365 days, which is more than the lunar year, 354. And you didn't check the Pesach in the first Pesach, which is regular Pesach. You can use it for Pesach Sheni. You know, try to find someone who is making a Pesach Sheni and give him the Pesach. The Sheni, if you missed Pesach Sheni, you could have a Shana Abba, use it for next year. So one Bryce says you can save a current Pesach for next year. But another Bryce says, well, Yikrav, you should not wait till next year. My love, so what's the machlekes? But the kol pligi, what is takala? If you keep something around for next year, so you see it's machlekes by takala. Kuli am aloi chashi on takala. Everyone agrees he's not chashi for takala. So what's the beer machlekes in two brises? But also plukto the Rebbe Rabbanon to mefugid. The machlekes is between Rebbe Rabbanon if you go after the solar year or a lunar year. According to Rabbanon, you go after the lunar year. Therefore, it's next year will always be disqualified because it's more than a year old. Mashenken according to Rebbe, which you go after the solar year, there it's possible to have still 1 year old. So v'halacha, look the Rebbe Rabbanon, v'loik hasha, Rebbe Rabbanon, one's Rebbe, one's Rabbanon. Right, the Gemara, in the Braisa it says, the same achloikis about the Pesach using the next year is with the money for the Pesach. V'atayin v'chein ha-mayis, the mayis also is a machloikis. Now ha-mayis, no shayla of 1 year old. So what's the machloikis there? Elav shvami no, but the kala pligish shvami no. The taka arguing with the kala, my money also you have at the kala, because you might use the money for something else. And therefore, it's taka, takala is a machloikis tanoim. Ad kana Gemara that talks about using the parasara for next year. Let's go to the new Mishnah. So in the Mishnah now is going to continue the process of the Avodah on Yom Kippurim. We had a little break by explaining what type of Seirim we used, but now I want to go back to the process of the whole Avodah. Remember that they ready made Ha'agrala, and one was slated for Sarah Mishtaleach to be sent to Azazel, the other one is Sarah Lashem. And you stood the Sarah Mishtaleach next to the Shari Nikner, ready to leave. But in the interim, you brought the par, the Sa'ir, all inside the Kodesh HaKadoshim, and to the Heichel, to the Mizbeach, HaPnimi, and you poured the dam onto the Sa'ir, and before that, the Ktiris. We did a lot in between. We did a lot of stuff in between over here, and now we're gonna go now to back to the Sarah Mishtaleach. After they finish all the Avodas of the dam, of the par and the Sawyer, now comes the next thing comes. Still in your Big Day Lavan. Still wearing the Big Day Lavan. We finished the Avodas of the Keteris, in that order. The Keteris, the par, the Sawyer, and now we're doing the Sarah Mishtaleach. So Bala eats a Sarah Mishtaleach, the service of the Yod of Love, he puts both his hands on it, the Mesvad, he says, Vidu, the Kacha Yo'imer, Ona Hashem. And the correct gear says, Ovu Pashu Chotu. He davens to Hashem and says, we did Averis of Mezid, of rebellious Averis, and Chatu, which is Shagim. Lefanecha, Amcha Beis Yisrael. He's asking Mechila for the whole Klal Yisrael. Ona Hashem, Kapano, Lechatoam, Vela Averis, Vela Basham, Shechatu, Veshav, Veshapashal, Fanecha, Amcha Beis Yisrael, whole Klal Yisrael, Kostas, Veshav, Veshav, Decha, Leymar, Kvi Yemaze, Chapa, Lechem, Tara Eschem, Kochat, Secha, Fnei Hashem, Tetaru. And the Kahanim and the Om, the Omzer, heard the Shema Mefarish three times. It says, Ona Hashem, and Lefnei Hashem. Every time they heard the Shema Mefarish, they bowed down, and fell on the face. And they said the Baruch Shem every time they heard the Shema Hashem. So now he finished his Vidui, and now we're going to give it over to someone to bring to Azazel. Masru Misha Yemalichoi. They gave it over to the person who was supposed to bring it to the Azazel. And the Mishnah says, Akol Ksherim Lalicha, really, everyone's kosher to be Moilich this behemoth to Azazel, even a Zar, even a non-Kayin. El Sha'osu HaKahanim, they take out the word Gedolim, Rash takes the word Gedolim, El Sha'osu HaKahanim Keva. Bezdin said that Kahanim should do this. They should be the ones doing it because they wanted all the kaparas to be done at the Kahanim. They didn't allow Yisraelim to be Merlich this behemoth, the Sa'ir, La'azazel. And Rabbi Yossi says, there was one of a story, Rabbi Yossi, Ma'isav Alicha Arsla, the Yisrael Hava. There was one of a person named Arsla who was Yisrael, he actually is the one who brought the behemoth, the Sa'ir, La'azazel. And the Kevesh also loy. They made like a ramp going straight from the Beis Hamikdash over the valley to the next mountain because they didn't want prepared by Vliyim, so you're Metzal Shem V'Sa'aroi. the Bavliim used to pull the hair of either the behema or the person who's bringing the behema, or Melech Tazal Shliach, because he wanted them to rush. The Bavliim wanted him to rush and bring the Sar because he wanted a kapara ready. But I'm like, Tovetzei, go right away. I want you to get the kapara ready. So run. And therefore, they made his ram so no one should be able to touch him while he's leaving the Beis HaMikdash. The shaila is, whose sar is it? The sar of the sa'ir, the hair of the sa'ir, or the hair of the kohen? I heard someone at the time of good that a kohen usually doesn't have a lot of hair. He takes a haircut. And he doesn't have so much hair. How you grab his hair? Yeah. Maybe his beard, right? So you have to know what it means exactly. But upon him, that's the two ways to learn over here. That's the Mishnah. So the Mishnah said that when you do the vidui, who do you have in mind? You have Amcha Beis Yisrael, Kans Klal Yisrael. If you remember before, we had a machlokes Rav Yehuda and Rav Shimon. If the vidui and sar hamishaleach, the Gemara said that the vidui and sar hamishaleach, the Gemara on Samach Aleph said, is going on all the avinas, all the averis. And Rabbi Yehuda held that everyone was hushu in that kapara. The Israelim, the Levim, and the Kahanim all got a kapara of sar averis with the vidui of sar hamishaleach. On the other hand, Rabbi Shimon held that the vidui on the par helped for the Shara Averis, because the par itself helped for Tumas Mikdash for Kedosha, like the Sa'ir Lufnim helps for the Yisraelim. And the Vidu and the par helps for Shara Averis, like the Vidu and Sa'ar Mr. Leach helps for the Shara Averis. That's Rav Shimon holds. So who holds the Vidu and Sa'ar Mr. Leach is for everyone? According to Rav Shimon, it's only for Klal Yisrael, not for the Kahanim, because they have the Vidu at par. So the Gemara makes a diak over here. Now Mishnah says, Am Chabeit Yisrael, that the vidu is on Klal Yisrael. Ilu bnei Aaron am kadeshecha loy kama. On the bnei Aaron am kadeshecha loy kama. Man tana, whose tana is this? Mishnah, which tana is Rabbi Yehuda? It's not Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Yehuda ha'ama yesh lam kapara b'sara mishtalech. Rabbi Yehuda says it's kapara for sara mishtalech. Abayamar, because he holds it that everyone is mechaper with the sara mishtalech. So our Mishnah is not like Rabbi Yehuda. Our Mishnah says dafka Yisrael. Doesn't say bnei Aaron. Even if you say our Mishnah is Rabbi Yehuda, who says that it's going on, that the vidui on Sar Mishleach was chaper for everyone, are the Kahanim not bechlal Klal Yisrael? The bechlal Klal Yisrael, so that includes Klal Yisrael. Don't speak out Kahanim Am Kedeshecha. Once you say Am Chabeis Yisrael, they're included, and therefore it's not a raya that our Mishnah is not like Rabbi Yehuda.